So Billy, you've just been elected as the PUP leader. Congratulations. What do you think the PUP stands for today? What kind of party are you leading?
Well, I mean, I think the PUP stands for what it's always stood for, and that's equality and retaining a link with Britain. And so we'll continue to do that. But I think that the challenges are very much stronger now, in the sense that we have headed into a recession. The last time that we had any sort of success was when there was a boom. Now we need to test ourselves in a recession, and we also need to hold other political parties to account in terms of being able to deliver in working class communities where nothing's being delivered.
Okay, speakers at the conference spoke about the fact that whilst many of you are in prison, you nearly started kind of new thinking about kind of where loyalism should go, and the PUP kind of grew out of that. What's the progressive thinking today? Where's the new thinking? Where's the PUP going to take the party in loyalism?
Well, I mean, I think what the PUP need to take the party is that we need to actually make sure that we actually are in tune with the new sort of political dispensation, because that's what we've always wanted. But we also need to make sure that people are politicised and that they actually fight things politically and to make those arguments. And you know, we have plenty of problems in terms of equality at the minute around justice, transitional justice and all of that. So that's where we need to go. And we need to make sure that balance is a thing of the past. And we need to actually challenge criminality. We need to make sure. My view is, and I've always said this, you can't be a criminal and a loyalist at the same time. And I will continue to actually trump that out as my mantra.
Do you think the PUP as a party, there are probably 60 or 70 folk here today, I mean, do you think it has the energy to kind of move forward and to actually take those steps and make an impact?
Well, I mean, that's a challenge that I've thrown down to people. I mean, I think I would like to see 160 people here next year. I think that the time is right. I think we're heading into a recession. I think that people feel hopeless and helpless because they don't feel that they have a political voice, and I think that this is our opportunity, and that's what I'm going to do. But I mean, the challenge is really to the members to grow the party, and the challenge to the members is to actually make sure that we actually do things in working class communities that people support us for.
Do you see any evidence in other kind of mainstream unionist parties, like kind of DUP, UUP, even within Sinn Féin? Do you see evidence of them doing stuff for working class communities, for the kind of problems that you see?
Well, I suppose in many ways, I mean, what I'd want to say first is that I support the notion of an assembly and a political dispensation, and I think that it's a young parliament or young legislation or whatever, and so it's a way for them to go, but they need to actually start focusing on legislating, and they need to focus on delivering on the ground. I also think that there's a bit of confusion around and difference around what I would do or what this party would do around the notion of sort of loyalist exclusion or loyalist disadvantage or whatever, and I think that they haven't got that right. So from our point of view, we'll be making sure that they understand what really needs to happen in loyalist communities, and if they don't do it, then we'll be there to actually challenge them about that.
Okay, members of the UVF, Red Hat Commando, have caused a lot of misery and death over the years. How do you think those kind of guys are now going to be able to contribute positively? What ways will they be able to, if you like, turn around to contribute positively towards society?
Well, I mean, I think there's lots of positive examples. I would hope that I'm one of them. David Irvine would have been another. Billy Mitchell would have been another. Lots of people are examples of that. So I think there are lots of people there. I think if you look around this room and those people who are here who where our ex-combatants have actually signed up to the ACT programme. The ACT programme is about sort of how we move people from that position into a position where they work with the community and not against the community. And I think that, 1,400 odd people have signed up to this, so I think that's a sign that we are ready to move. Now, nobody's saying this is going to be easy. There are going to be complications. I'm sure I'm going to get my phone ringing and saying such and such done something. What are you going to say about it? All of those things are there to try us, but if we take society is in general, British soldiers have often done things off their own bat in terms of being involved in pub brawls, being involved in rapes and all that sort of stuff, and we don't hold the British Prime Minister accountable to it. So what I'm saying is that I'm quite happy to be held to account, but what I am saying is that people need to help me do this. I can't do it on my own. Politicians need to help. They need to stop condemning, they need to start understanding, and they need to start helping us doing that. And that's what we're asking for. I'm not asking for people to actually say to me, oh, you're getting an easy ride, and somebody does something. I'm happy enough to take it to the chin, but what I want is I want people to actually help me deliver. I can't do it all on my own.
the presentation on ACT, which is kind of Action for Community Transformation, yeah. what it kind of stands for. I mean, it talked about the fact of the kind of moving from kind of transformation, operational kind of looking at things, and now moving towards politicisation and actually getting those guys back involved in politics and things, and the PUP, I guess, would be a vehicle for doing that. You'd expect that a lot of those folk would then, hopefully, if they kind of work through this programme, then start to engage with the PUP and start to engage on the edges of it, if not the middle of it.
I suppose what I'm saying is I'm more realistic. The UVF and Red Horn are not a homogeneous political organisation. They're an amalgam of people with different views. Lots of them will not vote for, in fact, lots of them voted for the EUP, I'm sure. I don't think anybody voted for Sinn Féin, but lots of them would have voted for the EU Paleo Unionists. So my view is that this politicisation is with a small p.
Okay.
It's about understanding the politics of society and about how we actually get things delivered. And if people decide to join the PUP, or if people decide that they're going to convince their families that the PUP is right and should vote for them, I'd be happy with that. And that's the reality. And as I said earlier, you know, I'm not judging the success of this organisation on electoral success. What I'm judging it on is what we can achieve in our communities.
You talked at the very end of your kind of, I guess, your acceptance speech of the party engaging with itself and actually trying to figure out what it is that it wants. Is it a bad sign that a party isn't as clear on actually what it's about?
Well,
or is that just the changing nature of politics?
Well, I think what I'm saying is that there's confusion around what the party's about. As you know, we had a couple, not a load, but we had a couple of resignations. And I think that set confusion in. And that's not blaming the people who resigned, but there's confusion that's set in. I think what we need to do now is that they've got the bigger picture. They weren't aware of the bigger picture until today. Now that they've got the bigger picture, we need to go back and have some self-reflection and some collective reflection on where we go. I will set a think tank up within the next lot of days. I will also set up political advisors about how we move forward, all of that sort of stuff. And some of them may not be members of the party, they may come from outside, but I think that, you know, I'm just going to have to push this through. I'll talk to the executive to make sure that they support me in all of this, but that's what we're going to do. So what we're saying is here is that we need to really go back and reflect. That's what we need to do. We're not saying the party was wrong, we're not saying the party is lost, but you know, I suppose in many ways, you know, the rudder has been broken on this party, and what we're now doing is fixing the rudder. But my challenge is that I'm not the only hand on the rudder. The other people's hands have to be on it with me. You know, and, you know, I'm not a David Irvine. I'm not going to try to be a David Irvine. I'm not media friendly. I accept that. But what I am going to do is that I'm going to try to make sure that I get people who've got the skills that I don't have.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.